R-A-Y-V-E. R-A-Y-V-E. Rave Cream Shampoo presents Grand Marquis. Grand Marquis, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky. Rave Cream Shampoo's mammoth billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Grand Marquis stars Olin Soule and features Beryl Vaughn in a light-hearted tale of gay romance entitled Pygmalion's Gal. And now a greeting from our young star, Olin Soule.
Thank you, Cleve Kirby. And on behalf of Rave Cream Shampoo, I extend a hearty welcome to you all. Do you remember the legend of the sculptor Pygmalion? How he brought his statue of Galatea to life with a kiss? Well, that legend gave Jerry O'Shea, a reporter, an idea. But when he tried it, he found that in modern times, a kiss can cause a lot of complications. But first,
restoring the color in an old portrait is an expert's job. But uncovering all the lovely, natural color in your hair is a job for Rave. Sensational Rave Cream Shampoo. It's wonderful the way Rave's creamy lather uncovers gorgeous new natural color in your hair. Color you never dreamed was there. No, Rave is not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo that brings out color and gleam. Rave bursts into billows of lather, rinses out fast, removes all loose dandruff too. And Rave contains lanolin, doesn't leave hair straw dry, needs no conditioner. See for yourself why whole families now use Rave to uncover new natural color in their hair. Try Rave, R-A-Y-V-E, Rave, sensational Rave cream shampoo. Handy tube, 60 cents, family size, $1, at any drug department or 10-cent store. Get Rave today. Miss Dana Walton is a very attractive young sculptress. But unlike so many girls, Miss Walton has not the slightest interest in romance. In fact, she's quite content with her sculpturing, her telephone, and her maid.
Oh, hush up, you. I'm coming. Good morning. Miss Dana Walton studio. No, this ain't Miss Walton. This is Miss Orchid Dewberry, the maid. Oh, no, sir. Miss Walton can't talk to nobody right now. She's straightening out a kink in her left leg.
Oh, Orchid, for heaven's sake.
Well, her statue's left leg, I mean. A what? A man?
Orchid, who is it?
Miss Dana, you called some company and asked him to send you out a good-looking man?
Did I call some... Oh, that must be the model agency. I'll take it.
Yes, ma'am. A man. Well, I'm...
Hello? This is Dana Walton. Oh, yes, Mr. Squires. You found the model I've been looking for? Good. Tall, well-developed, good-looking, but not too pretty. Handsome in a strong, masculine sort of way. Fine. Yes, I want to see him. Can you send him over right away? Very well, I'll be expecting him. Thank you. Goodbye. Orchid, we'll have a caller in a little while. I don't know his name, but he'll be a tall, good-looking man. You may let him in.
Yes, Miss Dana, if you say so.
Morning, Chief. You want me?
O'Shea, come in. Shut the door.
Yes, sir.
O'Shea, what do you know about art?
Art? Art who?
Just plain art.
Oh, you mean the stuff for stuff's sake? Not very much, I'm afraid. Why?
Because I've got a long-haired assignment for you. I want you to get an interview with an artist who is allergic to newspaper men. Refuses to let one set foot inside the studio.
Oh? And who is this difficult character?
Miss Dana Walton, the sculptress.
Miss Walton? Hey, wait a minute. Isn't she the dame the city fathers just commissioned to do that war memorial monument?
That's right, and we want a story on it. You think you can get into her studio?
Sure. The place hasn't been built yet that I can't get into.
Maybe not, but watch your step. The place has been built that you can't get out of. And if you try another one of your fast ones and wind up in the hoosegow like you did last time, the Daily Blade won't stir a muscle to get you out. Do I make myself clear?
Transparent. The good old Blade stands behind it, boys, and pushes.
Okay, keep your galluses on.
Good afternoon. This is the apartment of Miss Dana Walton.
Well, supposing it is.
My name's O'Shea, Jerry O'Shea. I'm here on behalf of the International Institute for Research into Artistic Pursuits and Sciences.
Slow down, mister. You the man from the agency?
Our organization. Agency?
Paul. Oh, bad looking. Hey, you must be him. All right. Come on in.
Well, hard to get in, he said.
Miss Walton, that man's here.
What say, Orchid?
I said that man's here.
Oh, fine. Send him in, please.
Okay, handsome. Go on in.
How do you do?
Miss Walton, I,
You don't mind if I keep on working, do you? Things are running beautifully today.
Oh, they are?
Indeed, yes. I've been getting perfect cleavage all day on this final form. And now you're here.
I'm, yeah. Does that make you happy?
Oh, but of course. That is, if you're the type I'm looking for. Will you take your coat off?
Yes, thanks. It is a bit warm in here.
Oh, yes, I have to keep it warm when I'm working plastic rough. Well, don't just stand there. Aren't you going to take your shirt off?
My shirt?
Well, of course, I can't inspect you through a layer of broadcloth, can I?
Listen, Miss Walton, I...
Please, Mr. I didn't catch the name.
O'Shea, Jerry O'Shea.
Mr. O'Shea, my time is very valuable. Now then, the shirt, please.
Okay, Miss Walton. Foster's going to pay for this, but good.
I suppose you've had considerable experience at this sort of thing, Mr. O'Shea?
Well, not as much as you might think.
Really? Too bad. I do hope you're acceptable. I prefer European professionals when they're available. American men don't make good models. They're much too tight. Self-conscious, possibly?
Possibly.
Naturally, there are exceptions, but... there, that does it, I believe. Now, let me have a good look at you.
You don't have a gardenia I could wear in my hair, do you?
Not bad.
Thank you.
Not just what I'd hoped for, but I like the set of the shoulders. Good throat and chest, too. Of course, your biceps are a bit stringy.
Really? I knew one of those physical culture lessons got lost in the mail.
Well, I could use the Martin biceps, I suppose, but I hate to mix my models that way. And I'm already using the Tolliver legs and the Robinson head.
Look, lady, do you mind if I put on my shirt while you tell me what this is all about?
About?
Yes.
Why, it's about the statue, of course, my design for the new... Good heavens, aren't you the man from the agency?
Agency? What agency?
You mean you... And I made you take your... Oh! All the time you weren't there. Oh, this is just too funny.
Well, is it a private joke or can just anyone join in the frolic?
Oh, do forgive me. It's just that you look so ridiculous standing there without any shirt on.
Ridiculous?
You see, we expected a model from the agency. Naturally, Orchid thought you were the... By the way, who are you?
Who, me? Oh, just an old object of derision looking for an appreciative audience. My sole purpose in life is to give spoiled, wealthy brats something to laugh at.
I beg your pardon.
Well, good. I was wondering when you'd get around to it.
Mr. O'Shea, I've explained that you were admitted here as a result of a misunderstanding. Now, if you'll be reasonable and explain your purpose in coming...
I had a purpose, Miss Walton, but it's been taken care of. My hat, if you don't mind.
Oh, but wait, you can't leave like this. You still haven't told me why you came.
Forget it, lady, with a capital foof.
Why, you insolent... For 2 cents.
For 3 cents, Miss Walton, you can find out. Just buy a copy of this afternoon's Daily Blade. Goodbye.
What? A newspaper man? Orchid! Oh, Orchid! Orchid, did you get a paper?
Yes, I'm here, dear.
Oh, good. Thanks. Let me see. Oh, that person. Is he there? Is he at the effrontery?
Oh, well, what's the matter, Miss Dana?
Matter, you ask? Matter?
You look kind of peaky.
Oh, listen to this. Man easy to chisel, claims noted chiseler.
Huh?
Dana Walton prefers Europeans to Americans. Says American men too tight.
Miss Walton?
Oh, the scoundrel. I'll take care of Mr. O'Shea this very minute. If he thinks he can worm his way into my studio under false pretenses and write a story like this, he's sadly mistaken. Hello? Daily Blade? Give me the managing editor, please. Hello? Is this the managing editor, Mr. Foster? Mr. Foster, this is Dana Walton. Yes, that's right, the sculptor. I'm calling about that libelous story in your paper, the one written by your reporter, Jerry O'Shea. I presume you know that my father is a state's attorney. Oh, you do? Good. Very well, then. First, you will print a complete retraction and apology in your next edition. Second, you will discharge Mr. O'Shea immediately. Well, then. First, you will print a complete retraction and apology in your next edition. Second, you will discharge Mr. O'Shea immediately.
Okay, okay. I heard you the first time.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh yourself. She in?
No, sir. Not to you, she ain't.
Oh, no? Guess again. Out of my way.
Now, wait a minute.
Look, why don't you wait outside,
See here, you. And let me in, you. What's the matter, Orchid?
Orchid has wilted, Miss Walton.
You. What are you doing here?
As if, for instance, you didn't know.
Now, see here, my good man.
I'm not your man, and at the moment I'm feeling far from good. I suppose you know I've been fired.
Yes? And I fear it leaves me cold, Mr. O'Shea.
Yes, of course. Anything would leave you cold, Miss Walton.
My dear young man, if you came here so...
Now, wait a minute. I didn't write a thing in my story that you didn't say with your own lips.
Possibly not, but you twisted my words. It was a cheap, cowardly attack.
Don't go all spluttery and womanish on me, Miss Walton. You don't fit the role.
Oh, I don't.
No, you don't. You're about as warm and feminine as one of those marble monstrosities in your studio.
Monstrosities?
Yes, and that's your trouble. If you knew a little more about human nature, you might not be a bad sort of person.
Really? And you, I presume, could teach me these things, Mr. O'Shea?
I don't know. Maybe I could, if that.
Yes?
I'm just thinking. There's an old legend about a sculptor who brought a statue to life in a certain way.
Really?
Pygmalion and Galatea. It might work in reverse.
Mr. O'Shea, I no longer find you or your conversation amusing. If you will please be good enough to leave now.
Come here.
What?
Okay, then I'll come to you.
Now, see here, what do you think?
Now, stop backing away. This won't hurt much, and it may do you a lot of good.
No! Stop! Well, how dare you?
Come here.
You can't.
Well, Galatea?
You cad.
You cad. Right off the showboat, huh? Unhand me, villain. Next week, East Lynn.
Have you quite finished now?
No.
If so...
No, as a matter of fact, I haven't. There's something else about your work.
Yes? What about?
No good.
What? You dare to stand there and tell me my work is
worthless? From a humanitarian viewpoint, it's worthless, wasteful, and completely unimportant.
And what, if I may ask, has a humanitarian viewpoint to do with art?
You mean that? You really want to know?
Would I have asked otherwise?
All right, Galatea. Are you game to take a ride with me in your car without knowing where you're going?
Oh, really, Mr. O'Shea, this is absurd.
I thought so. Scared, huh?
I? Of you? Fiddly dee.
Okay. I'm calling your bluff. Turn around.
What are you going to do?
Blindfold you. Stand still a minute. Now, that does it. Can you see?
Of course not.
Good. And take my arm. Galatea, you and I are going places, and I think maybe you're going to learn a few things.
The curtain falls on Act One of Pygmalion's Gal. Act Two follows in just a moment. You know how a foggy day dims out the colors of nature, hides them in a haze? Well, don't let a color dim out happen to your hair. Uncover all the lovely, natural color in your hair with Rave, sensational Rave Cream Shampoo. See Rave almost magically uncover stunning new natural color in your hair, color you never dreamed was there. Rave is not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo that brings out color and gleam. Rave cream shampoo bursts into billows of lather, rinses out fast, removes all loose dandruff. Rave contains lanolin, doesn't leave hair straw dry, needs no conditioner. See Rave uncover gorgeous new natural color in your hair, and you'll rave and rave. Get Rave, sensational Rave cream shampoo. Handy tube that can't tip, spill, or shatter, just 60 cents. Family size, $1. At any drug department or 10-cent store. As our second act opens, Jerry O'Shea is taking Dana Walton for a ride, and Dana is still wearing a blindfold.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever done, Mr. O'Shea. Utterly ridiculous.
Yes, I think this will do it. Now then, we'll slip off the blindfold.
There you are, Galatea. Now open your eyes and have a look at something you've probably never seen before in your life.
What? Where are we?
Mm-hmm. Don't even recognize this part of the city, do you?
Of course not. Why should I?
Okay, I'll tell you where we are. We're in the heart of the city's slum area.
Slum area? Well, I'm afraid I don't understand.
All right, let's try it again. How much is the city paying you for that war memorial?
Well, you know,
$30,000. $30,000. Now look around you. Do you know what 30 grand would do around here?
Around here?
No, of course you don't. So I'll tell you. It'd tear down that rickety old tenement house and erect a new building in which people could live like human beings. Or it'd provide those kids in the alley over there with a playground.
$30,000 wouldn't begin to do all those things.
If it did any one of them, it'd be a better investment than wasting it on a hunk of stone.
Come to dawn. You're criticizing my war memorial monument.
Correct, Galatea. I'm a war veteran. Oh, don't worry. I'm not going into a song and dance about how I fought and bled for Uncle Sam. But I do think I've earned the right to speak my piece about the kind of war memorial our city erects to my comrades.
I see. Then you think that by accepting a commission to design a monument...
I only say that if you have the itch to sculpt, all right, go ahead and sculpt. But peddle your statues to the guys who can afford Rembrandt originals and diamond earrings. Don't make these little people foot the bill.
You know, I believe you're sincere, Mr. O'Shea. Did it ever occur to you to put into an article what you've just said to me?
Sure, so what?
So why don't you publish some of them and get your ideas off your chest?
Are you kidding? I've got a living to earn.
But this may be a golden opportunity for you. Why look for a new job? Why don't you take a few weeks' breather and try writing for a living?
Oh, not me, Galatea. I want a safe, sane, steady job with a regular paycheck every Friday.
I see. The weekly paycheck is more important to you.
What are you getting at?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking, that's all. Just thinking.
Well, Galatea, so ends the noble experiment in sociology. Convinced?
Not exactly, but wavering. Won't you come up for a few minutes?
No, thanks. I rise with the lark tomorrow, you know. I'll be pounding the pavements looking for a new job.
Jerry, won't you try just writing?
No, thanks. I'm a newspaper man. I'm no writer.
I see. Jerry?
Hmm?
I won't have any further need for my car tonight. Why don't you take it and drop it off when you come in tomorrow?
Say, that sounds swell. You wouldn't mind my taking it?
Oh, of course not. Be glad to lend it to you.
Well, that's darn nice. You know, Galatea, maybe I was wrong after all. Yeah, I guess I owe you an apology.
Think nothing of it. I think maybe I owe you something, too. Good night, Jerry.
You owe me? What?
You'll find out. Good night, Jerry.
Well, I'll be. Yow!
Just me, Orchid. Go back to sleep. Hello? Police Department? This is Dana Walton speaking. Apartment B, Terrace Hotel. I'd like to report a stolen car. A red Buick convertible, 1946 model. License number 3452. That's right, 3452.
Pygmalion and Galatea. If you were the only girl in the world, and I would...
Hey, you! Pull over there!
Yes, officer. What's wrong?
Where did you get this car, mister?
This car? It was loaned to me.
Oh, yeah? By who?
Miss Dana Walton.
Well, Bob, you're under arrest.
Oh, me? Why?
Because Miss Walton just called and reported that this car had been stolen. Come on, let's get going.
Jerry O'Shea, ever been arrested before?
No. Well, that is yes, but it was all in the line of business. Oh, look, Sergeant, this is all a mistake. Miss Walton loaned me this car herself. She suggested...
Oh, yeah? It might interest you to know that when we called her to report that the car had been recovered, we told her your name.
You did? Well, good. And she said...
She said she'd never heard of you in her life. Toss him in the cooler, Grady. Next case.
But, Dana, What you're asking me to do is absolutely illegal.
But, Dad, I only want him locked up and left alone for a while. A month, 3 weeks. Oh, please, Dad.
Well, but if he sues?
He won't sue, Dad, and he must have this chance. He won't take it himself.
Does it mean so much to you, Dana?
Dad, it means everything. Everything.
Well, then I guess I have no choice, have I?
Oh, Dad, you'll do it. You will.
All right. I'll issue an order that prisoner Jerry O'Shea is to be held incommunicado for a period of 1 month.
Guard! Hey, guard!
Guard! Hey, guard! Ah, that'll be enough out of you. What's all the noise about?
What do you think? I want to get out of here.
Oh, you do? Well, now ain't that too bad. Would Monsieur want I should lay out his morning suit so he could take a little stroll around the park,
Listen, you can't do this to me. I stand on my constitutional rights. I want to use a telephone. I want a lawyer.
You want a lot of things you ain't gonna get, don't you? Shut up. Here, I got something for you.
Hey, what's that? Typewriter?
Yep, and some paper.
But I didn't ask for that stuff.
Okay, Bob, you want I should take it away?
Yes.
Yes?
No.
No?
No. Give it here. I'll find a use for it. Yeah, I'll darn well find a use for it.
The Abuse of Legal Authority in Modern America by Jerry O'Shea. A Practical Program for War Memorial Projects by Jerry O'Shea. Womankind, A Study in Vindictiveness by Jerry O'Shea.
This way, lady. I guess the permit's okay, but you're the first person to see this guy. You know, I understand he's a plenty tough customer.
I wouldn't doubt it, officer. Not a bit.
O'Shea. Hey in there. Visitor to see you.
Sorry, busy. Can't see anyone right now. Furthermore, unless...
O'Shea, I said you got a visitor.
I heard you, and I said... Oh.
Hello, Jerry.
You, huh? What are you doing here?
Oh, I just came to see you. How you were doing.
Me? Oh, I'm making out just fine. But,
Yes?
Well, gee, where's Flo? You shouldn't have let them nab you.
What? Nab me?
What? What? Who? Her? Her? Who sang, babe? Hey, listen, cop, you gotta let this dame go, see?
What?
You ain't got nothing on her. Hey. She doesn't have nothing to do with it, see?
Jerry!
Hey, wait a minute, lady. Do with what, O'Shea?
Why, the snatch, of course. She's got an alibi. Well, that is, I think she has.
Huh?
Hey, Flo, Willie the Weasel ain't back down on his story, is he?
Jerry, you idiot.
Don't tell me they found a body.
Jerry!
Body? Snatch! Hey, who is this dame?
Flo.
Flo ho. Who?
Oh, no. You don't trick me into snitching, copper. Hey, Flo, you scram out of here, see? You get a mouthpiece and lay low.
Now, see here, Jerry O'Shea. I came here to bring you good news, but if you're going to act ridiculous, I'm leaving here this very minute.
Oh, no, you're not, Flo, babe.
What's that?
You ain't leaving nowhere till I've had a little talk with the D.A.
See here, what are you doing?
Inside you and the two of you sit tight till I find out what's going on around here. I'll be back later.
Oh.
Well, baby, how do you like it?
Oh, Jerry O'Shea, you unspeakable.
What's the matter, baby? Can't you take it? I've heard that woman scorned routine before, but I didn't know it applied to icy females who got kissed against their will.
That's a fine way to talk to the person who turned you from a newspaper bum into a respected author.
Respect? What are you talking about?
Why do you think I came here? Look at this.
Check for 500. Say, what the...
And look at this.
Dear Mr. O'Shea, we have read your article on slum clearance. Would very much like to enclose our check in advance of royalties. So what is all this?
Oh, I've been stealing your articles to the magazine.
But why? Why did you do it, Dana?
Why? To prove to you that you're a writer. Well, you wouldn't quit work long enough to test your writing ability. I knew you'd never really try unless you had plenty of leisure time. So I had Father commit you to solitary confinement.
Your father?
Sure, the state's attorney. Of course, it wasn't strictly legal. You can sue us both if you want to.
Sue you? Are you kidding?
Oh, and there's another thing. About that monument, Terry. I've been to the city council. They're going to start a slum clearance project instead of erecting a statue.
You mean you talked yourself out of all that dough? $30,000?
You talked me out of it, Pygmalion.
Oh, darling.
This time, I'll come to you.
Say, you two, I just checked with the DA and you've been kidding the ears off me. He says I did, you did.
Miss Walton. Mr. O'Shea. You two are free to leave anytime you want. Or do you just want to rent this place?
Huh? What's that? Oh, you, huh? Listen, Capper. Scram.
Hey, Miss Walton, is everything okay? Is that guy holding you against your will?
Who, me? Listen, Papa, you heard him. Scram. Me and this weasel wants to be alone.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad you enjoyed tonight's play. Next week, we'll be back with another rollicking romance. Do you think that money brings happiness, or is it the root of all evil? In our next story, I meet a lovely young girl who thinks that money can bring her everything she wants in life. But when she has it, and her dreams do come true, some unexpected things begin to happen. I know you won't want to miss I Hear Trumpets. So why not join us next week when Rave Cream Shampoo will again present Grand Marquis.
Tonight's original play, Pygmalion's Gal, was written by Nelson Vaughn and produced by Norman Felton. Olin Soule played Jerry, and Beryl Vaughn was Dana. The orchestra was conducted by Joseph Galicchio with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Be with us again next week when Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airwaves, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of I Hear Trumpets. What sets a man's heart whirling? A pretty girl. Yes, and teasing ways. And with these, always, her lovely, lingering fragrance. Make your fragrance Yankee Clover. Gay, unforgettable Yankee Clover by Richard Hudnut. And use Yankee Clover in every one of its romantic ways. Daytime, nighttime, all times. For captivating all-day, all-over charm. Smooth on refreshing Yankee Clover toilet water when you step from your bath. And never dress without adding the allure of Yankee Clover perfume. Teasing touches to ear tips, throat, the soft curves of your arms. Remember this, too. Yankee Clover comes in cologne and dusting powder as well as toilet water and perfume. In Paris, you'd get this stirring fragrance at the famous Richard Hudnut Salon on the Rue de la Paix. Here, just ask at any leading drug or department store for Yankee Clover, romantic fragrance by Richard Hudnut.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.